This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. Also, you can jump into the Discord on-air call-in line chat room that we have that'll allow you to call through your Discord app if you've got one. If you don't, you might want to get it and then connect to the Discord that we have for you. It's discord.lrn.fm. That is essentially a chat server. It's got different chat rooms, both voice and text chat, so you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. So it's Ian, Conan, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Conan, you just got back from getting pulled over, apparently.
It was actually last Friday. I've had a whole week to cool off.
Oh, really? Okay, because you are all hyped up about it tonight.
Oh, he's been hyped up about it for a week.
All right. Well, I got the feeling it happened today. All right. So
that's what I thought when he told me on Tuesday. Okay. And now he's just as excited today as he was on Tuesday.
Well, you know, it's our kind of people that get excited about getting pulled over.
Well,
I like going to court.
I don't have interactions with the law enforcement ever. I'm usually pretty good about that.
Yeah, you're not a civil disobedience activist necessarily. You don't have a long history of that.
But what gets me is what riles me up the most is why I got the vehicle violation and all of the work I had been doing that day, serving my community. Mm. You know, giving back to the community the way that I do, working for the post office and also here in Keene. At the end of my day, wanting to go home and relax, and this filthy, nasty road pirate gets me for vehicle inspection. Out of all of the things you could get, out of all the vehicle violations out there, the vehicle inspection is the slimiest to me, and that's what I got flagged for.
Well, they do this all day.
You know, like you could have been driving around with no doors and no windshield, and
with the bumper held on by a bungee cord. There's all kinds of violators out there. People who are actually driving around dangerous.
This is the easiest one to find, though, because all they have to do is sit on the side of the road. Here in New Hampshire, there's a sticker that the people that are registered with cars in New
Hampshire. It's a big 2x2 colored sticker.
And it changes the color every year. So all they got to do is sit on the side of the road and eyeball.
Right in the middle of the damn windshield.
All they got to do is look at the color.
And actually, they've moved that down to right there in front of the driver because...
Really?
Well, the problem is all the people using their hands-free devices, they usually stick it right there in the middle of the mirror. Right there where their rearview mirror is, and they, for whatever reason, they've changed that to right down in front of the driver.
Huh, okay.
Exactly. And it's also, and by the way, it's also easier to stick it on there, too. If you've ever tried to put a sticker right on the center of your windshield, and you got a big monster truck, it's very difficult.
I know that most states that do vehicle inspection, they put the sticker down in that lower corner on the driver's side. The first place I'd ever seen where it was up, you know, like basically the middle of the windshield was New Hampshire. I think Virginia puts it in the middle, but it's still at the bottom.
So anyway, all they got to do is sit on the side of the road and eyeball everybody as they go by, and then just pull over anybody that doesn't have the right color.
It's much easier than seeing like an outdated license plate registration, because this is a little tiny little box, but this is a big monster, this big honking box.
Yeah, they just sit there and pull over person after person, especially toward probably the end of the month, which is when it happened, right?
It happened on the 30th.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was the 31st, but
either way.
But here's the thing, though, I got away with it for over 5 years.
Friday was the 30th.
So
that's pretty good. Like, that's, I would say that's probably on the long end, because that's one of the things that you hear about the most up here as far as getting people getting pulled over. It's registration. It happens a lot. Yeah. So I'm surprised you made it 5 years.
So for whatever reason, I was able to get away with it. And, well, here's the thing. I drive for a living. I drive vehicles for a living. I have to get it inspected.
It's inspection, not registration. I'm sorry. So, yeah, so...
It's
was registered, it just wasn't inspected.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go ahead and get an inspection. I'm gonna fork out the $40. I'm gonna get in a waiting list.
Now, Conan,
and wait.
Let me play devil's advocate.
No, I'm not going to play Dick Marple and not do it because I just can't play around with these jokers. But I'm taking it to court.
But wait a minute. So hold on. So the argument against you, of course, would be that, well, you're putting people in danger, Conan. You're not inspecting your car every single year. There could be something rusting under there. There could, you know, your brakes could fall off or whatever. Something bad could happen.
You might not have gotten an oil change in 5 years.
My wheel can go flying off and go through someone's windshield. Or the serpentine belt could pop, and then my truck will just kind of stall out.
I mean, there are reasons. There are excuses and explanations as far as why they have these inspections. They need to keep people safe because people like you, Conan.
And it's all bullcrap because it's a state revenue creator. It's a $3 million state revenue creator that they can't defend. They can't even explain it. It's all about the money.
So why do you want mechanics to go out of business?
And it's funny that you bring that up, too, because those are the biggest lobbyists who are in Concord who are actually trying to push this whenever it passed.
They are, and they also are there to argue against any sort of reduction. So there's been a proposal to make it once every 2 years instead of every year.
There was even a proposal, I think, to say, like, the first 3 years after a new vehicle purchase. There would not
do it. Okay.
And I'm glad you brought up those slimy auto mechanics too. By the way, I love me some good auto mechanics, but the guys who take advantage of this are just crap.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. So I 5 years driving around without the inspection. I did get it inspected 5 years ago. Took it in.
Yeah.
Had a coupon, you know, $20 off coupon. So I thought I was, you know, going to save some money. I'm sitting in that waiting room for an hour. They finally call me in, and they've got this big, long sheet. And here I am. I went through, brand new tires, brand new windshield wipers. I checked all the lights. Everything's good. I thought I was good to go. Guy had $1,500 worth of issues.
Got to do it.
And I looked down that list. I'm like, nope, there's nothing wrong with that. Nope. Kept going. Nope, nope. They got me for one thing. It was a running light on the back that I didn't even know was there that was out. That was the only thing that I went and replaced that day, and everything else, I'm like, nope, I'm not replacing any of this crap. You guys are swindlers. You guys are scam artists.
So
you guys are trying to take me for a ride. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put up with it. If I had been, and by the way, I've had a truck for 17 years. I do all the work. I've never had anyone do work on that. I do it all myself.
So that's why you don't need it inspected, because you're capable.
And I knew that it was all bull.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had been a little old lady who had never done a work and who had never changed oil in her life, she would have gotten taken for a ride.
Now, I had a scenario when I lived in Pennsylvania one time where I went in for a vehicle inspection, and they again said, you need this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm going to take it to my regular mechanic. They said,
nope.
No, we cannot put the tires back on. They had removed the tires.
Yeah.
To check the brake. We're not putting the tires back on until we replace this, that, the other thing.
Yeah. I've heard about that happening. Can't that happen in New Hampshire, too?
Probably.
I think if they find something that is a significant significant damages, like maybe the frame is all rusted through, they'd be like, no, you can't drive this anywhere. This is a dangerous vehicle. You're going to have to either leave it here or have it towed away. I can see them, you know. I have never heard that story. Personally, but I can imagine it happening.
Yeah, they're like, nope, you got to stay here until we put this back together because we have determined that we are not letting you drive this vehicle because, see, we've got the tires taken off and we're not putting the tires back on until we fix the O2 sensor and this other thing.
Well, there's got to be some kind of state thing that, you know, authorizes them to do that.
You mean like their 100 pages of vehicle inspection ordinance or code?
Yeah.
It's monstrous.
Now, one thing that's interesting is it was just a couple of years ago where the statute was updated to actually require a vehicle to pass inspection, where prior it just said that a vehicle had to be inspected every year, but it didn't say that you actually had to pass the inspection and that you had to display the proper color inspection sticker.
Toll-free number if you want to join us here. If you've had any kind of adventures in this area, you want to comment, you're welcome to. Our number is 855 450 free like freedom. 5 years with without inspection.
Yeah, and exactly. Any advice out there, and you guys don't bring the there's some crazy ideas out there. I'm just thinking about
you're not actually a person. You weren't actually
like
driving.
I'm just talking about good solid. How do you handle this in court? Because that's where it's going next.
Probably lose.
I've been a good boy, placed it on file.
But I'm going to make them work for it.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. If only more people would make them work for this stuff. Make them take you to court for this piddly crap. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to your responsibility.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This
free here if you want. It's our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about inspections. Some states don't have.
A lot of states don't have them.
And I remember we looked at, there were statistics on, like, we went to one of these hearings, Daryl, where it was
right.
a proposal, I think, to take inspections down from 1 year per year to every other year. And there was somebody who did some kind of numbers on, like, automotive accidents or safety. Or I forget exactly
There's
what it was.
There's no statistical difference. As far as, you know, automotive accidents between states with inspection, states without. One of the claims is, oh, well, we get a lot of bad weather, so therefore we need vehicle inspections.
But the big one is we're not required to have personal insurance. That's the big one.
The one I've always heard is we have bad weather.
That's what they've trotted out in the hearings.
Rhode Island has very similar weather. They wound up either doing theirs every 2 years or getting rid of a few years ago.
I think they got rid of it in 2009.
Montana has worse weather than we do. They don't have inspection.
At all. Right.
Michigan,
I thought Michigan. Yeah.
There are several northern
cold states.
Cold, where there's snows every month of the year.
There's salt on the roads. There's rusty cars.
Yeah.
There's the whole thing. And so it's total BS. There's all it is state revenue. All it is protectionism for the
auto lobby.
The automotive repair shops out there. And that's straight up that all of this stuff is.
And hey, you know what? Here, the solution? If you're afraid of people out there hurting your vehicle or your vehicle dying in the road, it's what insurance is for. Get car insurance like I do. That's the answer to this.
Also not required in New Hampshire, one of the, I think, few, if not only states to not require.
The only.
It is the only state to not require auto insurance, but yet most people with sensibility get that.
It's a good thing to have.
Also, want to let you know about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency, one of 1,600 different options out there. There are a lot of choices in the world of crypto. So why Zencash? Well, because it was founded by people who love liberty, people who are voluntarists, even wrote in voluntarism into the white paper that backs Zencash. You go to Zencash.com, you can read that for yourself, but also not only do they know about economics, but they're also people who, again, care about freedom and privacy. They've built right into Zencash the ability to send private transactions with zero knowledge anonymity protection. They've got more than 8,000 secure nodes in their system, meaning that Zencash is one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. So they've got the tech. They've got the philosophy. You really ought to take a closer look at Zencash. Go to Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we go to Robert, he's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hello, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Conan, I think that I got your beat. I had an incident about 4 years ago. I've talked about it on the show here two or three times, and I'm not going to, you know, beat it up or anything. But I was driving down the road. Now, this was right after a major snowstorm that we had over here in Vermont. And I'm driving down the road. I'm talking to my son, and I'm in the moment, you know. And I got pulled over by the police because I had snow on my license plate. And because they couldn't read the snow, they gave me a ticket for misuse of plate, which is no different than screwdriver transfer.
Robert, you're the first person I've ever heard here in New England say that.
He's
because
the only one I've ever heard of. And I've never known anybody in New Hampshire to have that happen to them.
That's a thing. That is a normal occurrence here where the snow is just so crazy that it's going to cover it. Now, I can imagine if you had big old monster icebergs on top of your vehicle that were coming off, shattering all over the place like the Titanic. That's kind of dangerous. But covering your license plate? I can't imagine it.
It was covering my license plate, and, you know, I wasn't speeding. I wasn't, you know, driving erratically. I wasn't drinking. I didn't, you know, wasn't breaking the law. But because they couldn't see my plate, you know.
Then you were breaking the law.
It's a law that that no one ever enforces. But what was the fine, by the way? Do you remember?
Because I pled guilty, they waived the fine. which was okay with me, but it cost me $3,000 to give the attorney to help me.
Oh, you know,
because I was, Conan, I was naive back then.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the worst thing you can do in a case of a traffic ticket is hire an attorney to hold your hand through a plea deal at a cost of a few $1,000s.
Yeah,
well, maybe they're happy to do it.
Ian, I share this not because of, I'm proud of it. I share this because I was ignorant.
Yeah, it's a learning experience.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be proud of paying an attorney $3,000 to walk them through a plea deal.
The attorney should be proud. He got a lot of money for not a lot of work in that particular case. But good story, Robert, and thank you for calling and sharing it with us tonight. It always warms my heart in the coldest cold months here in New Hampshire whenever I drive around and I see people with snow-covered license plates. It's everywhere. Yeah. I mean, if the cops wanted to, they could spend all day, every day, pulling people over for that. But I've never heard anybody. I mean, I believe they can. It's probably a law in New Hampshire, I would presume, covering up a plate. Look, it warms my heart, too, because the big excuse behind license plates is, we need to have license plates because somebody might rob a bank. And, we need to be able to identify their car when they're getting away. Well, where are all the bank robberies?
Yeah, never mind that every vehicle in the country has a VIN number on it.
See, the reason we don't have all the bank robberies, Ian, is because people have license plates.
No, but my point is they're all covered by snow during the winter months. So do we not have, is there an increase in bank robberies and convenience store hijackings during the winter months in New Hampshire?
No, because it's slippery outside. So when you try to run to the getaway car, you slip and fall.
No, here's what it is. This is, I grew up in a farm.
Yeah.
We labeled all of our animals. They had numbers on them. Usually they were tagged into their ears.
Sure.
It's a way of cataloging the sheep. And that's what this is. That's exactly what this is. It's keeping law and order among the sheep.
But they'll tell you every time that it has to do with, protection. We need to be able to identify an escape vehicle or whatever. And it's just like, this is New Hampshire, man. If you try holding the place up, there's a good chance that
you're going to get shot by the owner.
There's a good chance that guy's got a shotgun or a handgun or something like that behind the counter, and you're not going to make it out the front door, let alone inside the vehicle to try to get away. So it's just bunk. And as I pointed out here, if you've got car insurance, they might require that you have some sort of plate on
the vehicle. That's the answer.
Right. So it's not to say that in the absence of the government system that there would be nothing. There might actually be a way the marketplace could kind of come up with to help identify vehicles.
Yeah.
And of course, if somebody's really intent on robbing a bank during the summer months, all they have to do is go ahead and switch out a license plate and go to somebody else's car.
The last three or four big bank robberies we've had here in the area, they've all been guys on foot or on their bicycles.
Right,
they're never driving their cars. They're on foot and then they run out in the woods.
It makes more sense.
And the only way they get caught, how they get caught? Video surveillance, and they put them on Facebook.
Right.
And they get mad the next day because, I'd recognize that guy. Yahoo.
Yeah. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. 855-450-3733. Speaking of criminals, we got an update on that YouTube shooting that happened yesterday. We'll tell you about that coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here on the radio, or you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl, you've got a run that you're gearing up for. I mean, you do a lot of running, but the big one is New York's Marathon.
Yes.
Which you are going to be attending, and you're doing fundraising for the Innocence Project. What's the Innocence Project?
So the Innocence Project was founded in 1992. They're actually celebrating their 25th anniversary, I believe, in the next couple of weeks. They're planning to have some kind of big celebration. And since they were founded, they've helped 200 people get exonerated, people who had been wrongly convicted.
Yep.
The vast majority of those DNA evidence was the primary thing that wound up getting these convictions overturned.
But it's hard to fund more and more attorneys while you're sitting in a jail cell and you have no way of actually earning any money, so that's where the Innocence Project comes
in. Right, so the Innocence Project, they help people when they're able to, and with more money, they can afford to help more people. So right. Go to run.freetalklive.com. I need to raise $3,500 to secure my spot in the New York City Marathon on Team Innocence Project. I'm currently sitting at $1,100. I do have about $1,500 worth of matching funds total. About 500 have already been matched, meaning that I really need to raise about another $1,000 to secure my spot.
Got it.
Run.freetalklive.com.
That's where you can go to help out Daryl with a donation that, at this point, will be matched dollar for dollar up to basically up to that maximum of $1,000.
Got about $1,000 left to be matched, yes.
So head on over to run.freetalklive.com. You've got through early November, late October?
November, but I'd rather get everything done sooner rather than later. That way, you know, I don't necessarily have to focus on fundraising.
Yep. That can be done between now and then, for sure. Run.freetalklive.com.
This guy tried to get me to run last night after I had like three pieces of pizza, and he had two.
Right.
He's just munching away. He's like, you ready to go do 3 miles? I'm like, what? I just
Hold
ate,
on.
Man.
That was the two after the other two. So I had four slices of pizza last night and then ran 3 1/4 miles.
Are you supposed to eat and then run? Is that like a good thing?
I don't think it's a, if you can keep it
not
down,
really.
It's not that big of a deal.
I was able to keep it all down.
Right.
But
is it better to eat after you run?
Generally, yes. Okay. But based on just timing of what my schedule was like yesterday, I wasn't able to get a run.
Unless you're absolutely famished and you're running on like no energy, I think that would not be a good thing. So.
I see what you're saying.
But,
Conan, you started the show out by telling us that you'd gotten pulled over recently. It had been 5 years since your last vehicle inspection in New Hampshire, and they require it every year.
Never gotten a vehicle inspection.
Never in New Hampshire.
Correct. But never anywhere. I never knew vehicle inspections existed until I moved here.
Yeah,
to the
hold
free,
on. So
to
they
the
didn't even
state,
tell you when you registered that you need to go get a vehicle inspection?
Oh, they absolutely did. I talked to plenty of people out there who, you know, first thing you do when you move here is like, all right, what do I need to do? It's like, oh, you've got to get registered. And it's
Why?
Like, and what? And, so I don't get a ticket, so I can drive around.
You can drive around. If you've got a car registered in another state, you can drive around in that
oh,
car.
Oh, yeah. I kept my previous year. I've been here 6 years. So the first year, I drove around with a Tennessee driver's license.
Right.
Driver's license and plate registration. And then I finally got my speeding ticket, and then it became an issue because I'd been here for longer than a year.
And they'll claim that there's a law that says that you have to register or re-register in New Hampshire if you're staying here for a certain period of time.
Yeah, I think you got like 30 days.
You've got 60 days once you establish residency.
But that doesn't apply to a corporation that might own the car based out of another state.
Correct. So there is a... Well,
they changed that 2 years ago, but the wording that they use is very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's corporate owned that are doing commerce. So if you have a nonprofit, nonprofits technically do not do commerce.
I see. So anyway, Conan, so you what is it? A $74 fine is what it is? And then what would you normally pay per inspection per year? Like
$40. And then whatever crap they, whatever fiery hoops they want you to jump through after that.
So as long as you can make it a couple years, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you get hit within the first year, you're going to end up paying more.
Well, here's the other thing. If you're a habitual inspecting, a failure to inspect, they might, the fine might increase.
Do they have, is that the same thing as a habitual offender where you then go to prison automatically if they catch you a,
there are certain...
It's more like a failure to register. You'll go to the DMV and you won't be able to register your vehicle.
Right, but there is a specific thing in statute called habitual offender status.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this really weird formula for X number of driving on suspended or driving without a license or a certain number of speeding tickets of certain things and certain moving violations. So they've got it written out in statute of how many of this, how many of that, blah, da, 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 and then
that
mandatory minimum.
That whole thing. It's awful.
Mandatory minimum sentencing needs to be repealed.
That too. There's a lot that needs to be done here.
But, of course, when they had the bill on that a couple of years ago, it wound up going to a subcommittee, and the subcommittee would say, well, we think that some of these might need to stay, and then everybody was throwing in their stuff, and then by the time it came out of subcommittee, they just said, kill the bill because we think that all of the mandatory minimums need to stay because we heard...
That's police state.
We heard testimony from police.
And they're so wise and good. And they're to help us. They did keep it.
They were the only
tires.
Ones that testified against the death penalty repeal bill today.
That was today. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that death penalty repeal has already passed the Senate.
Yes.
Which is the first time that's happened, correct, in recent years?
Yes.
So that could be something that we'll see happen, although I imagine the governor's going to take the police's side on it. And he's going to veto.
The governor has already said he would veto if we could get, I think, two I forget if it's two or three senators that we would need to have flip from voting against the bill to then voting to override the veto.
The odds that that'll happen, very, very slim.
True.
Nonetheless, it's
but we're
progress.
Closer now than we were 4 years ago when it wound up in the Senate. Motion to adopt the bill, 12-12 tie. Motion to kill the bill, 12-12 tie. Motion to table the bill, 12-12 tie. Motion to reconsider, 12-12 tie. And then it wound up getting tabled unanimously because everything failed.
Wow. So, yeah, we are getting closer. Politics is frustrating. It is a annoying.
This is why people don't get in. They don't get involved. They don't follow it. They don't read about it in the paper. They don't want to have any part about it because they've got things to watch on TV because this crap is
it's annoying.
It's filthy.
And for anybody that's interested in the three-hour hearing, I do have audio of that I will be putting up online.
And I'm so glad that you guys, I'm so glad you guys do what you do.
Well, Daryl's doing Liberty Lobby, and that's where you can go to his website, libertylobby.info. I imagine that's where you're going to be putting that audio up
yes.
for people to see and rather listen to. Sometimes I'm there, but Daryl's there every week. And that's because he's a crowdfunded lobbyist, which you said you might be the first crowdfunded lobbyist. I don't know if you've been corrected on that at all.
As far as I know.
Yeah, okay. So still the first crowdfunded lobbyist. Daryl W. Perry is standing up there for liberty in the State House.
And to be clear, a freedom lobbyist. He's not.
That's right.
He's not working for an agency or
right. I am not a for-hire lobbyist.
Or the government. He is actually, he's the only one in your category. And you're the only one on your side of the rink.
Pretty much.
Generally. ACLU
is not for hire either.
They're not for hire, but they're also not crowdfunded. Because they get funding for more than just lobbying.
Yeah.
Lobbying is one of the things that they do.
But they are crowdfunded in that they're probably, I think I was just reading their newsletter that they sent me. They had 3,000 members before the 2016 election and now have 9,000 members. So they've seen a huge increase ever since Donald Trump got into office.
And is that just ACLU New
the
Hampshire?
Locals. Yeah.
The just local. The New Hampshire chapter.
So they've tripled their membership, which, that'd be great if you could have that many supporters.
Yes.
Maybe someday we could do that. But, Conan, so it worked out for you, at least financially.
It did, and hopefully the next step, of course, is to take it to court, plead non-guilty,
right.
Make these people, like I said earlier, work for it, and hopefully
get their conviction.
And hopefully
get it anyway.
And this guy, who I believe is a second shifter, or maybe even the third shifter, hopefully it's just too early in the morning for him to show up, and he doesn't show up, and they throw it out.
Remember, he is going to get overtime if he does show up.
So you know what? He'll be off the street for an hour.
That's true. 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to the drink this morning.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about taking things to court, and like an inspection ticket or parking tickets. I know our Friday night co-host, Chris Wade, he got a couple parking tickets a few months ago, and he's going to challenge those, even though they're only $5 a piece. Because
yeah, more power to him.
Because, you know... The part of the problem is that people just go along to get along. And I don't blame anybody for that, because I understand when the pressure's on, you know, you want it to go away. You just want to live your life. You don't want to have to deal with these people, because the government people are intimidating. They're scary. The whole court process is intimidating. It's scary. You don't know what they're doing.
It's confusing.
Right. It's intentionally designed to be confusing. They use English words, but they're not English words. They're actually legalese with, in some cases, very different definitions than what you might expect them to mean. So if you can't even understand the words that they're using, you certainly can't understand how they're putting them together. I mean, so they just have you screwed from all kinds of different ways.
Right.
They know their system inside and out for the most part. I mean, they certainly make mistakes, but you're not going to catch them on it because you don't know their system near as well as they do. You're just in there as their victim. They've written you some kind of ticket, and even if you show up for an arraignment, I mean, you can tell. People who've never been to arraignments before, they're scared, man. They don't know what they're getting into.
Yeah, not only do they have all of the bureaucrats in front of them, but they got an audience behind them, and
yep.
It's hard being on stage and talking in front of people the first time, and especially when you don't know what's going on.
Exactly, and they count on that, and so they count on your ignorance, they count on your fear, and they know that 99% of the people that go into that court,
especially when it comes to vehicle violations, is probably a little less. And others, when you in the broad spectrum at all, but at vehicle violations, I would assume more than 99%.
Well, most of them don't even have to go to court. They can just fill out the envelope, cut a check.
I've got my violation right here. They want me to send it to the state house.
Right. Instead, you're going to send a not guilty and demand your trial. And at the very least, it will put off the amount of time. It'll, you know, extend the amount of time that you have to make the payment,
mm-hmm.
at the very least. So there's all kinds of reasons to go to trial, and one of them, as you touched on, Conan, is to make them work for it. Look, we know they're probably going to get their conviction, because blah, 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 their law says this, and you violated that law. I mean, by all
Well, the cop wrote the ticket. He wouldn't write the ticket if you weren't guilty.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the idea that you're not going to end up getting convicted is pretty unlikely unless the cop doesn't show. Because if their witness doesn't show up, they don't have a case. You can motion to dismiss at that point because they didn't show up.
And by the way, my speeding ticket, the only speeding ticket I've gotten in New Hampshire, was dropped.
Because
the state cop didn't show up.
The one time I've had a speeding ticket dropped, it was also a state cop who didn't show up. Are the odds are they're going to not show up? Probably not. They're probably going to show because they're getting paid bonus. They're getting overtime pay to go to these things. So they've got an incentive to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a chance that they won't show. And if you don't take it to court, you never get to find out.
And the other thing is, the other way to look at it is a karma move where you're actually removing these people from the streets.
That's true as well.
For a good hour or two.
Unless, of course, they're on their day off coming in, which they can't
be. Or they work night shift or some other thing.
In the case of parking tickets, you definitely are removing them from the streets. Chris Wade is going to take his two parking tickets to trial, and actually he just informed me that's coming up this Monday. So he's going to take two parking tickets to trial, and I said, ask them while they're on the stand how many tickets they would have written by now, because it's going to be, first thing in the morning.
Objection, irrelevant.
No, it's not, because they're talking about their job. Usually the first questions they get are, do you work for the city of Keene? Yes, I do. Do you work for the parking department? How long have you worked for the parking department? And it's just to kind of establish that they have this job.
I remember the last time I took a parking ticket to trial, I had asked a couple of those questions of, how much do you make an hour, how many tickets, and both of those questions, objection, irrelevant.
Huh. Well, you never know, right? So I got those questions through in Concord's court. So if you don't ask, you don't get to find out.
Yeah.
And if you don't take it to trial, you don't get to ask. And
right, but see, you were in Concord where they probably had the officer prosecuting their own thing.
No.
No?
No, I've never seen a parking enforcement officer prosecute their own thing.
Okay.
The state police will prosecute their own thing.
Okay.
But in New Hampshire, parking enforcement, those are always handled by police prosecutor in that case. So you don't know what their answers are going to be or if they're going to get to answer if you don't take it to trial. You don't know if you're going to even be able to get the case dismissed if you don't take it to trial. Like, all the benefits accrue, if there's any benefit to this, and there isn't, because you lose time and money no matter what happens. But at the very least, you have a chance to lose less if you actually do take it to trial.
But he wins free breakfast.
Well, that's in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right. I'm just saying that, you generally, if there's an activist in the area that takes something to court, you generally will buy them breakfast afterwards. So
and for all the people listening, why are we doing this? Why am I doing this? It's really based on principle. And the idea behind, if it's something, I believe that vehicle inspections are wrong. I believe that it's wrong that the state requires me to have a vehicle inspection to drive on their stupid roads.
Right.
And I talk to so many people who agree with me. If even 50%, if even 30% of the people who agree with me failed to inspect their vehicles and got tickets and took it to court, the system would break yesterday.
Yeah, they couldn't handle
They couldn't handle the load. They would have to drop everything.
Right. They don't want to do all that trial preparation, even if they had the attorneys to do it.
There's not enough hours in the day.
Right. Yeah,
my case alone is going to take an hour,
right.
There's not enough time in the day to handle it all.
Yeah, and that's true even if it were 10%, Conan. Even if 10% of the people would take something.
I'm just talking about vehicle inspection. Yeah. If that's something that you agree with me that is wrong and that it shouldn't be requiring us to display,
they'll start prioritizing at that point. They'll start actually thinking about what trials do we really need to take.
Yeah, maybe we should take care of the actual criminals.
Yeah.
The bank robbers we were talking about earlier.
But until we get to that point where there's enough people who are willing, because the cost to you is you can still lose and probably will, and it's going to cost more of your time. And that's what some people don't want to lose, is they don't want to have to take another day off. Like with a traffic ticket, they can just cut the check and make it go away.
Yep.
They don't have to take an extra day off to go to an arraignment. They don't have to take an extra day off to go to a trial. They don't want to bug the boss to get time. I mean, I totally understand, and I don't blame anybody for taking the, hey, my time's valuable, screw the system, I'll just pay and make it go away. I don't blame them for that, but ultimately that is why we are in the situation we're in. That's why.
And there's another problem, too. people feel they're guilty.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy.
Exactly, they feel they're guilty, and it's like I've got to pay my fine to the community that I failed.
You got me.
Forgot to get my field goal registered. I was late 2 weeks or whatever. It was my fault. I'm bad. I got to get taken care of.
I even saw that in jail where some of the people who were in jail for completely victimless crimes still had that attitude of like, oh, I'm a bad.
It's called Stockholm syndrome.
Let's go to Jack. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about, he skirted the system for 5 years, and now he's mad because he got caught? Come on. He knew the law, and he skirted it for 5 years, and
now
he wants to go to
Conan.
Court. What's that?
I said he's a scofflaw.
But if you want to call it that. But now he wants to go to court. Tie up a policeman time where the policeman took me out actually protecting somebody.
Exactly. That's my point exactly. Not stopping people for vehicle inspection. They should be out catching criminals.
That's very true. But you know what? Vehicle inspections have caught a lot of criminals.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, okay.
Let me see if I understand you. You're saying that because people get pulled over for vehicle inspections, they will get caught for other things?
I will tell you this. A lot of people that get caught for vehicle inspections wind up with warrants and get arrested.
Warrants now, for what?
What? For whatever they've done.
He's just saying.
He's saying they've already got
a
warrant. They get pulled over for vehicle inspection,
right.
And then they run the check.
Right. No, I'm just pointing out that the vast majority of those warrants are going to be for victimless offenses, like maybe not having vehicle inspection previously,
or missing a court date,
having some cannabis.
Yeah.
Or driving under the influence of alcohol, or driving under the influence of drugs, and winding up killing somebody from an accident.
So people can have warrant checks run on them?
No, that's not my excuse. What I'm saying
That sounded like your excuse.
The law.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to live that law, then move someplace else.
No, he moved
love
here.
Love it or leave it.
He moved here because he didn't want to, obey the state and be a little bitch. If you want, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here. You can try to convince us, Jack, but I doubt you're going to be very persuasive because it sounds like you just love the state. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.